I shouldn't be feeling this way. I woke up and my muscles ached, worse than ever before, worse than after the hardest, longest gym workout. But I kept finding myself thinking about you. And the weird part was that it was almost like I was missing you. I know we met under strange circumstances, but hey, you're a few hundred years old. You must have had more than your share of weird one-night stands. But I'm less than a fourth your age, at least. My world has been very run-of-the-mill, or it wasn't until you showed up. You knew what you were doing the whole time. I can't even say I'm mad at you for manipulating me, given the fact that we've been together, what, 3 times now? And I definitely can't hide how much I enjoy our time together. I mean, even if you couldn't read my thoughts, it's pretty obvious the way my body responds to your mere presence. And once you start to speak, oh, I just melt. I don't think you have even hypnotized me. Sometimes I can't think straight when I'm with you, but I can tell, even when I'm in it, that it's pure lust. It's the needing you, craving you. Even you're the one that needs me. I don't know if it was something about me that you could tell that I'd be an easy target. Maybe you did read my mind. I don't know. Either way, it seemed perfect, preordained, natural. Even though nothing about you is natural to me. I should have been scared. Nervous at the very least, or put off by your confidence, overconfidence. But the way you spoke, the way you moved, and your hands, oh God, your hands, they touched me in all the right ways, in the most perfect places. I should have slapped you away. Refused you as over-eager and entitled. I couldn't protest while I felt your touch. Once we got to my place, I shouldn't have invited you in. I can't for the life of me remember why I did. Must have been the way you kissed me. The most perfect kiss. Somehow loving and familiar. While at the same time it was dangerous and daring. But in you came, and I was the one to keep going. I was the one to start getting heavier, insisted on more. And then when you asked if I was sure and smiled, I should have been scared, should have screamed, should have done something, anything, other than kissing you again deeper, running my tongue over the points of your canines. Feeling the sting of them closing on my lips as I nibbled on yours. When my skin rippled into goosebumps at the light scratch of your nail along my arms, I should have backed away. Instead, I pulled you closer, pressed myself into you, whispered into your ear. I invited you to take me, and deep down, I must have known what I was asking for. When your lips trailed over my skin and your hands began to roam along my shoulders, my waist. When you took me in your arms and laid me down, I should have wiggled out from under you. You're strong, powerful. But I know that if I told you to stop, you would have. So instead I told you to keep going. I asked you to take what you wanted, and you did. When your mouth closed on the neck, on the skin of my neck, I should have expected a love bite, a hickey at the worst. But I must have known what was coming, because when your teeth broke open my skin, and I felt you begin to drink. All I could do was moan with pleasure. I ran my hands through your hair and muttered, yes, and please, and more. Take more from me, I give it willingly. And you did. You left me exhausted. But I somehow had the strength to keep going when you asked if you could repay me. You worked me with expert fingers. You pulled moans from me and screams of pleasure. I don't know how long it went on, but you left me more than exhausted. You left me as I slept, and when I woke up, everything hurt, but it felt so good. It was an ache so sweet that I knew I had to have more. So I found you again and again. And here we are. Would you care for another drink?